You're still here. Good. Come. Let me sit you up. You're recovering well. I'm sorry it took so long. The business with my siblings has taken a little longer than I anticipated. I thank you for your patience. Come. Let us leave here. Go somewhere safer. There is much to explain, and unfortunately in this area, it's not going to be safe to talk about all this. Believe you me. Come on. You need food and rest. I can at least help you get food. There's a noodle shop right here. Should afford us some privacy, and should be decent for you. I can't eat there. Not anymore. Vampires can't eat, remember? Or maybe you don't. I suppose I'm still figuring all this out too. Trust me. I'm fairly new to being a vampire. Only about 2 or 3 years ago was I bitten. Well, I was bitten. But that's not how we're turned. You shouldn't turn. You have to ingest my blood for that to happen. And that only happens in extraordinary cases or when there's been granted permissions from certain councils. Ken, a lot of this stuff can't just come out and tell you out here in the open. Yeah. Yes. Can I get a number 4 combo, please? For my friend here. Nothing for me, thank you. They're good people. I used to eat here all the time. That's how I know it's good. I hope you like pho. Believe you me, you're gonna need the warmth. Rain hasn't let up a bit. Thank you. Come. All right. Now we have a lot to discuss, you and I. As I said, so let me get started here. I owe you that much. I owe you an explanation. Three years ago, I was turned to a vampire. I joined my clan, the Tenebra clan. The Clan of Shadows is what they like to call themselves. I know this is a lot coming at you at once, but bear with me. See, my sibling is a bit of a misguided soul. I don't dislike them. I don't hate them or anything. It's just, unfortunately, they got involved with some drugs and some problems. Early in, well, before my turn. My sibling was turned before I was, as a way of paying off some debts and as a way of dealing with what he'd gotten into. Problem is, he joined essentially what was the equivalent of a gang. Interestingly enough, the name of his clan is the Gangrel. None of these names will mean anything to you yet. But the more you and I discover, the more I serve you, the easier it will be to understand this masquerade. It's referred to as that because, in order for vampires to survive and exist, we have to ensure that the humans and the hunters and all of the other paranormal monsters don't know that we exist. It's a delicate balance, you understand. We can't just go around and willy-nilly doing as we wish. There are rules. Though that hasn't stopped either side from doing, frankly, heinous acts. My clan, as it were. Well, we'll get into clans and everything later. First and foremost, you need to know, my sibling got into this first. Became a vampire through debt. And allegiances were made. Now sometimes what will happen is when a vampire turns for the first time, sometimes, but not always, they will go after the family. They went after me. They nearly killed me, quite a few times, but I managed to escape just in the nick of time. The only reason they weren't successful were killing me, consuming me. Someone in the gang had tipped me off of what was going to happen, that I was going to be targeted. They offered me some help, pointed me in the right direction, pointed me to the Tenebra clan. They explained to me that my sibling would continue to hunt me unless I became one of them, one of the vampires. At first it all seemed like madness, much like it must seem to you right now. But I can tell you, after certain attacks, after a while, it stops looking like madness, and you start seeing the truth of it all. I had my fangs in your wrist. You saw me consume. You sat there overnight. Technically, over day. One of those little vampiric things I can't be in the daylight. But you, nonetheless, were sitting there. You may have felt something, some strangeness, didn't you? That was my experience too, first time anything ever fed off me. It started off with me giving blood for protection. But when I made it clear that I did not want my sibling being murdered, simply for being changed, because I wanted to see for myself that my sibling was still in there, because I thought maybe they were, and maybe there is, but I don't know. So they turned me. I don't drink more than I need. Not all vampires care about their humanity, you know. Some of us do. But some of us still create wicked, wicked evil acts. And then claim to still be human. But then again, I've seen humans do their fair share of terrible things. Look at that factory, for example. Polluting everything. Forcing people to work for barely livable wages. We both know they're not even livable. All to create things, weapons of war. But a different kind of war, culture war. Trying to erase certain peoples. That's not as far-fetched as you think. People of color are always being targeted by these things. They call it capitalism, but really, at the end of the day, it's just another form of vampirism. I suppose we can't escape it. It's not a conspiracy theory either. It's the truth. A lot of what you might think is not real. It kind of blurs after a while. Me being in service to you means that you won't have to be turned. But in order for me to protect you and serve you properly, You need to be informed of what you're getting into. Can't just be, oh, sparkly boyfriend. Ooh, he's a vampire. Ooh, he's so suave and so handsome. None of that business. It's a dark and wretched business. Me serving you comes with caveats, plenty of them. If anything, I've endangered your life so I could save my sibling. Right. From what? Right, okay. Well, I told you about those problems that my sibling was in. My understanding is someone was planning hunters of some sort, planning on destroying my sibling and their gang. Not that they didn't deserve it after their animalistic feedings, but they're still my sibling. I couldn't just let them die, could I? Unfortunately, I had run out of blood, run out of energy. One of the hunters let me go. Felt I was too pathetic, and maybe thought they could use me as a loose end to follow up with later and get out my clan. I dealt with them, though. They don't remember that I exist, or that they know anything about me. I don't kill. Not unless I absolutely must. And I certainly don't drink to kill someone. And I won't turn anyone, not if I can help it. This is a curse, it is no blessing. There are certain perks, yes. I know I sound mad. Over the rainbow loony, I know. But I'm not. I'm guaranteeing you, I tell you. You will see for yourself over time. We'll take you home, after you've eaten. I'm sure there are even more questions, but I managed to save my sibling. Yes. At no small cost, mind you, and a good amount of the blood I had to drink from you. I should have enough for now, but it won't last either. And the sun will be up sooner, so I'll have to find shelter. Find somewhere safe to hide from it. The way I describe it, it feels like being a rat, having to hide. Hide from daylight. But there's so much you must know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I put you into this. But I'll do what I can. In the meantime, now that you've got some food in your belly, let's get you somewhere safer. There are ears and eyes everywhere. But here's the thing. I know some certain places that are safe. Like this place, this noodle shop. It is safe. I know because I make sure it's safe. Any hunters or anything that would come into this place. Like I said, I used to come here all the time back when I was alive. So I protect a couple of places that I can. Make sure they're untouched by the supernatural. Kept clean of us. These people don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. But unlike them, you must know the truth. For your own safety. I was desperate when I came to you. But now, I've seen clearer. I probably should have just burst into flame and let the sun take me. For all the problems it's going to cause you. Come. Is your place far from here? Perfect. With your permission, I'll stay in your place for the evening. Day and night have no meaning anymore. I'll stay until the next dusk, if that's all right with you. I'll be able to keep an eye on your place. Spot for anything that might put you in danger. And then from there, my servitude can begin in earnest. Whatever it is you need, whatever it is you want, I'll do. I owe you my life, my un-life, and for the amount of danger I've put you in for that, for breaking the masquerade, for I've put a price on my head if anyone finds out that I've done this. It's not just your life in danger anymore. I might have to turn you to save you. But let's cross that bridge when we need to. That should be the absolute last thing. In the meantime, show me where you live. And my servitude will begin. You'll never have to worry about meals being cooked for you. Whatever you need done, I'll clean up the house. I have no place of my own. And I only visit the clan Tanabra when I need something, or when I'm called upon. So this is as safe a place as any, I suppose. Right. So is this it then? No, it's not. I'm not judging it. It's quaint. Feels lived in, I suppose. But it's nearly dawn, and unfortunately, it was a longer trip than I had imagined. I'll need some rest. Thank you for this. I now owe you double. And I'll make good on my promises. Of that I'm guaranteeing you.
Hello everyone. Thank you again for listening to this audio. The story of Trevor is starting to slowly unwind, and we'll get into more detail as time progresses. As I said in the last video, if I recall correctly, I'm very much basing this idea, this storyline, off of a cyberpunk slash World of Darkness kind of RPG, so you'll see those elements. And I want to do some fun stuff with that. I've got a lot of other fun ideas on the way, by the way. You'll be seeing more of my knight in a new series that I'm making for it. I'm fleshing out the details and I'll be recording more of that very soon. I've also, don't worry, I'm not forgetting about my fantasy setting, I'm not forgetting about the Stroke of Midnight stuff. That's going to continue, probably not until next month. You'll see some more regrets soon. There's just a lot going on, I've got a lot of ideas buzzing in my head and I wanted to get this one out as quickly as possible. In the meantime, to all my lovely patrons, without you guys, I couldn't keep doing this. I'd like to thank you all, starting with Adriana Coop, Aurelie Orgasmic, Common D, CryWolf883, DancerWoman22, Danny Capricorn, Dr. True, Frosty Lerv, Jamie Lay Neal, Kenna Kokoro, Lady Luthien, Mac, Mango Wolf, Knocked Music, Nikki Tupin's Inky Horror, Ocean Amber, Patchwork Cyborg, Shira, The Dizzy Ricky, Tierra, Tori David, Void, and Zero Key Wolf. Thank you all so much for your support. You'll be able to find more of my Patreon stuff if you look it up, and of course, for all of my patrons who subscribe at $15 or more, you'll get at least 2 NSFW audios every month, including an exclusive audio that won't be put up anywhere else. In the meantime, I want to thank you all again. Sweet dreams, and pleasant nightmares.